Proclamation number 231 dated the December 19th, 1937. Task in the beyond. Strength of love. Blessed are those who are of good will. In your heart of hearts you hear the Savior's words that the hour of their salvation is close to all those who love God. Every child which sincerely entrusts itself to the Father will be received by the host of angels. It will be protected by them until it enters the Father's kingdom. In place of earthly existence, a state of complete detachment will ensue. In its search for the infinite deity, the soul will suddenly realize everything. It will find itself in a secluded place and will only feel a seemingly inexplicable consuming yearning for the Savior. This is how the Lord will announce His presence, and in awareness of its former activity the soul will become conscious of its new activity in the beyond, for it will then continue the striving for perfection it had started on earth and thereby unite itself ever more lovingly with the Savior. The goal it will then be striving for will be so extraordinarily exhilarating, it will promise many blessings for the surrounding souls if they are still less advanced for eternity. It will make the soul itself very happy, for its indwelling love will motivate it to constantly work for the kingdom of God. Not even the slightest measure of love will be lost. It will comfort the seeking and wandering spiritual beings which draw the strength to improve themselves from the love of the more advanced spiritual beings. Throughout millennia, souls are yearning to be redeemed, and told beings are waiting for the time that they are given love and which you on earth value far too little. The strength of divine love will be recognized by you in the beyond as the most supreme. It is very much to your advantage if you dedicate your every action to the Savior, then you willingly hand yourselves over to His care and everything will be a blessing for you. Give generously and from the bottom of your heart, but only ever give with love if you want to be acceptable in the Father's eyes. And thus you will bring a large measure of good deeds into eternity. And the profusion of light emanated by these brightly shining deeds will make you very happy, and you will realize how much strength comes forth from love, how it will lift you into regions of heavenly joy. From then on your work will become an infinitely enjoyable activity, for you will not rest until you also have shown other souls the path to the Lord. Escorting the wandering beings to the Lord and leading His children to the Father will be regarded by you as your task in the beyond, and the Lord will be with you, at all times, and you are loved by Him. God cherishes all beings. No human being on earth can comprehend God's love and goodness, or He would never do anything that might sadden Him. Yet the measure of love He gives to His own is inexhaustible and will last for all eternity. Amen.